You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm your host, Keith Ellis, joined by Matthew Peck. And today on today's show, we're going to take a little bit different spin. We're going to spend some time looking at the market, the landscape, and really how we consume as, you know, in this new age of cutting edge technology, how are we consuming information? What are some of the things that can affect the way that we think about our retirements, so the impact it could have on our retirements? After that, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus, where he's going to be talking about how often you need to be looking at adjusting and updating your estate plan. Later in the show, we're going to be talking during our market report segment about some certain tax strategies that need to be handled by the end of the year if you want to take advantage of them. All that and more on today's show. And like I said, I'm joined by Matthew Peck. And Matt, it was a big week this week when it comes to, you know, media, technology. Why I say that is, I don't know if your kids consume it as much as mine. And I don't want to say my kids watch too much TV. That's not the point.
Yeah, be careful. Laura might be listening.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But my kids love Disney. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids love Disney. We took them to the park. You know, they love the movies. They love all the shows. My daughter loves all the princesses. My sons love all the Marvel guys and, you know, and Mickey himself. But Disney Plus came out this week, which is just another option for us as consumers, all of us out there, to weigh through, to think about, do we need this? Do we not need this? Add that on top of everything else that's out there, your Netflix, your Hulu, your Amazon, you know, you name it, it's out there. I just think there's so many choices, but it's interesting to see how all of these large companies are trying to morph and get into this streaming war.
Well, and think of it this way too. Even if you just go backwards, you know, back in time a little bit, you know, I think most people, when the internet first came out, right, I think most people probably, you know, were pretty soon to realize that, oh my goodness, this is going to completely rewrite the newspaper business, you know, where classified ads are going to, you know, plummet. And, you know, that's why the Globe, you know, and a lot of these, you know, old institutions had to sell buildings and downsize, because the newspaper and print, you know, just was, it completely disrupted, you know, that industry. And who knew that something like Netflix, or who knew that whatever 10, 15 years ago, or whenever Netflix first came about, when it came to streaming, whoever knew that the internet and streaming would completely disrupt the television world?
Correct.
You know, I mean,
people are cutting the cord.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you had your TV and you had your movies. And now it's like, oh my goodness, people can, I mean, talk about just a complete change in how people watch shows, whether it's, you know, whether it's the binging, where people can, you know, watch all the way through one season rather than everyone wait for
a week,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a whole new landscape. And now we're at sort of like the, I wouldn't say the peak of it per se, but at more the beginning of the, just sort of the insanity. So like the streaming wars, as we said a little bit earlier, it's like the streaming wars have begun. And so now you're going to have these sort of siloed choices where AT&T bought Warner. And so AT&T going to have their streaming, and that's HBO and all of those shows like Game of Thrones. And, you know, Keith, as you were mentioning, Disney's going to have theirs, and Hulu was there already, and obviously Netflix was there, and Apple. I mean, all of these guys are now getting into it. pouring money into content, pouring money into the, you know, into their devices and how kind of all these ecosystems work. And it's just insane because, you know, I think all of us, you know, well, certainly at different stages, and I'll come back to that in a second, but all of us are trying to figure out like, okay, what am I doing now? I mean, and who is the, you know, who, you know, is Disney going to be like the one that comes out on top? Is Netflix still going to be okay? Like, how's it all going to play out? And how, you know, well, let me put it this way. Do you see yourself, your own sort of viewing habits changing, or have they changed over the past couple of years?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because to kind of back up and then I'll answer that question is, you're right. These companies are pouring millions and almost billions of dollars mm-hmm. into content.
Absolutely.
Where here comes Disney
mm-hmm.
and what do they have? Decades of content already there. So I think they're, you know, stepping into a great place for themselves. And the way and why I think that is, you know, I'm a father.
Yep.
I'm going to subscribe.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because I was over at my parents' house this weekend and, you know, we were talking about this and they're like, they almost feel like they have to subscribe as well because
yeah.
when they watch my kids
yep.
and say that night before they go to bed, they want to watch a movie or something like that with them. Boom, there you go, right at your fingertips. So you're right. The way we consumed, I just remember growing up, and every Sunday night was the Disney Sunday movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it was
yeah,
Michael
right,
Eisner
right.
would yeah. sit there and he'd talk to you, you know, this
that.
Is what it's about. And it was like, that was my memory with my parents. We used to be done by dinner at like 7. I think it started at 7:30. So we always had to be right in front of the TV. And same with TV in general. You know, we'd wait week to week. And then all of a sudden this new thing came out called On Demand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
then
yes,
you could
yes.
start to watch TV on demand. You were like, wait a minute, I could do that. And now we have this whole revolution. And I think this is obviously going to change and has changed the landscape. So yeah, to answer your question, yes, I still watch regular TV, but then I find myself more and more leaning on, you know, these apps like the Netflix, the Amazon Prime, the Hulus, or you know, now this new Apple TV came
mm-hmm.
out. So it's an interesting way that we consume content. And it's kind of the same with books.
Yep.
Or how we listen to the radio, you know what I mean? Like this, a Sirius XM, you know, this XM radio is a nice way. And now they've made that on demand. So, mm-hmm. and books are now audiobooks.
Well, and that's the thing too. And I think, you know, but a little bit later on, you know, after Attorney McManus joins us, we'll be talking about how it's sort of, you know, not only has the internet obviously disrupted, you know, television show, but it's also to a certain extent disrupted retirement planning or also certainly for us to make sure that we're on the you know on the cutting edge. So whether it's how we're doing our retirement planning, which you know a lot of our clients know with our portal and some of our planning documents, but I also think about how it's going to, you know, and we'll dig in a little bit later about how it impacts, you know, people's concerns about the market, you know, and how when you're constantly consuming this information, whether it's streaming or whatever, your attitudes change and your outlooks change, and so that affects retirement. And as you were saying, you know, Keith, we're very proud, and we talked about it last week, but you know, getting our book and our material, you know, in audio form so that people can take that wherever they go.
Yeah, and it's a neat way to consume information. And, you know, I do it a lot of the times in my car as well when I'm driving on long drives is, you know, how can I learn while I drive? And mm-hmm. that's a great way to do it, especially when you're sitting in traffic or something like that. So Matt is right. Derek, myself, and Matt, we created a book called the SHP Retirement Roadmap Book. And what it does, it takes a deep dive into each of the five areas of retirement. You know, an income plan, income strategies, talking in depth about what you need to look for there, investment strategies, healthcare strategies. And we're outlaying specific strategies and ideas for you, the listener, or you, the consumer, to think about when you're working with an advisor or you're trying to do it by yourself. And then different tax strategies, as well as how this is all going to get wrapped up with a legacy plan. So take advantage of getting this book. You know, a lot of you go to and from work, and you know, this is a great way for you to learn. So if you'd like a copy of the SHP Retirement Roadmap in audiobook form, just text 21000, text SHP book to 21000 or 21000, and you're going to get a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap. After the break, we're going to be joined by Attorney McManus, where we're going to dive into how often you should update your estate plan.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are back, and we are joined now in studio by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thanks for having me here, Derek. It's a pleasure.
Well, Keith, we've been talking a lot, and as a company, as everyone knows that's been listening to our show for the last 10, 12 years or whatever it's been, we always talk about how a lot of folks have incomplete plans. It's not that they have a plan or an advisor that maybe is doing a bad job. Sometimes it's incomplete. And what I mean by that is sometimes folks will have, they'll have a financial advisor who manages their stocks and bonds and puts them into annuities or whatever the case may be, and they think that's the entire plan. What a lot of times people don't realize is they're missing different areas. So again, they might have a good financial investment plan, but they might not have a plan for how their income is going to be drawn out, or what taxes will do to their longevity of their portfolio, or a health scare, or what about estate planning? And so a lot of folks too, when we meet with clients year after year, a lot of our clients, we recommend sit down with you and your team to build an estate plan, because that's a big part of retirement planning. A lot of folks say, a lot of people think, well, I did that in 1986, so I'm fine. I don't have to worry about that area. And so the theme of today's show, we're getting towards the end of the year, as you know, and I wanted to ask you, what are some, first two-part question. Number one, how often should someone come sit down with you and update their estate plan? Just get a checkup, if you will. And then number two, what changes are there? Are there major changes that have to be looked at, given just the law in general, and as time goes by, things change. People need to maybe make changes to their estate plan.
Exactly, Derek. So I'd say when it comes to answering that question, there's two answers. One is there are reasons for updating your estate plan that are obvious or practical reasons that might be evident just by me pointing them out here to everyone. And then the second category are very subtle changes that the average person that's not in this industry would completely not understand or not notice or not even be aware of.
Maybe if they're in the industry.
Exactly. So let's start with that one. I'd say number one is the gold standard of when to update your estate plan is if you have a good team of advisors like SHP. Great financial advisors are going to prompt it because they're going to have the technical knowledge to know when to update. And these are going to be reasons for changes in tax law, changes in income levels, wealth management. There's all kinds of very technical reasons for updating an estate plan that the average person may not even be aware of. So I say number one is make sure that you're allied with a financial advisor that understands trusts, is looking at the trusts, is funding the trusts, and is talking to you and raising the issue to you about your trusts and when to update the plan. You're getting professional advice saying, hey, you need to update your plan.
Keith, you're exactly right. And that's what I mean. Like a lot of folks listening right now probably have an advisor who does a good job investing their money. Heck, the market's been up for 10 years straight, so you can probably pick stocks and do well, right? And so the thought is, I'm not saying you're doing things badly by any means. You probably have a very good financial plan or investment plan, but what I'm saying is a lot of folks have what I call an incomplete plan, and they're just not looking at threats or areas that they have to look at, like what would happen if you passed away and one of your children were going through a divorce. Is that money you worked so hard for, do you want that to go to the ex-spouse of someone, of one of your children? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you think so much about saving money, having a portfolio, but then you don't think about the threats to it, like leaving it to the wrong people, or estate taxes is another issue. So I just want to make sure folks realize that you want to make sure you're right. Make sure you're in with a team that understands all of these areas of retirement planning, not just building a portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. So number one answer is there's technical reasons for updating the estate plan that may not be evident, except to someone who's a real specialist in this. If you're getting that advice, you're getting really good advice, and it probably is a good indicator that you're with the right team.
Yep.
But let's say that you're on your own. Let's say you haven't had anybody in the past year look at your estate planning documents and compare them to the financial documents, or give you any kind of prodding to maybe take a look at something, or even in the past 2 years. So I'd say some of the practical advice. The industry standard is you want to make sure at a minimum, even if you have no other advisors and you're on your own, that you're having your estate documents updated by a qualified estate planning specialist every 3 to 5 years maximum. I would err on the side of caution and say every 3 years. Secondly, life changes also prompt an update of the estate documents. So I often get phone calls from clients, prospective clients, and just inquiring other financial advisors and CPAs saying, gee, I had a customer or a client who got married, or they got divorced, or they suddenly, you know, they moved in with somebody, they get a partner of some sort. Or there's been a birth in the family or a death. All of those major life events should prompt the person to update the estate documents. Then again, this is not the technical aspects that a specialist would notice. This is just practical advice that everyone can relate to and see. As soon as you point it out, you say, oh yeah, that is a great reason to update my estate
documents. Or certain children or grandchildren going maybe a little bit wayward and having some issues. You might want to make some changes to how their disbursement would receive it if they were in a situation, you know.
Choices that they're making. As you see children growing in age and financial acumen, and you start to determine what's this person's propensity for making good decisions versus bad decisions.
Correct.
How are they spending money? What kind of life choices are they making? What kind of a crowd are they with? Are they developing any bad habits? Did you know that a properly drafted trust can guard them against those kinds of choices, and you can give them incentives to make good choices too? So many times clients will call me and they'll say something like, you know, I really love my 3 kids, for example, but one of them in particular, I'm just going to leave them out of the estate plan completely because they made some bad choices, and I'm going to give the money to the other two so they'll do the right thing by that third person. I say, you know, you don't have to disinherit the third person, and you don't have to burden the other two by being that their sibling's new police officer after you've passed away. Instead, we can bake that into a trust. So people that are loved ones that you want to leave assets to, that might have a disability, or they might not be making great choices, or maybe they've really gone off the rails and something terrible is going on as far as choices, or life's really thrown them a curveball, you can tell us about that in total confidentiality with an attorney-client privilege, and we can create a trust for that particular person and a special share that will monitor their behavior, give them incentives to make good decisions, and disincentives for bad decisions.
Well, the end of the day, Keith, you really have as we talked about earlier, it's important to have someone that's looking out on your behalf on all these areas.
Right.
And so maybe you're listening right now and you say, you know what? I don't even have an estate plan at all, and I need to get going on one. Or maybe you're listening and saying, you know, I did one many years ago or a few years ago, and I probably need to get just a second set of eyes on it to make sure it was done properly. Or maybe you've done one a few years ago or recently, but life changes have gotten in the way, and you said, you know, I probably do have to make some changes. Whatever camp you're in, you would benefit from coming in for a review. There's no cost to sit down with Attorney McManus or our team. It just takes about an hour of your time initially to see if we can help. Because like I said, a lot of you out there have done really hard, worked really hard, got to this point. You've probably saved good money, but do you have a plan that just covers, is your plan just relying on your investments? Or do you have a plan for income generation, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning, legacy planning, all rolled into one holistic overall plan that we call the SHP Retirement Roadmap? We'd love to help you, whatever situation you're in. There's no cost to sit down with us, but call now 800-227-7777 to book your no obligation review. Again, that's 800-227-7777. And you can book a consultation right online at shpfinancial.com.
Hey, thanks, Keith. I appreciate it. And just so you know, Keith joined us in writing the SHP Retirement Roadmap books. So for those of you who want a copy of this audiobook, text SHP book to 21000. That's SHP book to 21000. After the break, we're going to dive back into how we consume information and how that affects your retirement.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777, that's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So, for those of you tuning in for the first time, you know, something that we introduce each and every show is the way that we do our planning for the families that we work with and the different areas that we believe need to be addressed to have a successful retirement plan. So we believe that you need an actual written income plan. Where are you pulling money from? Why are you pulling it from these quote unquote buckets or these accounts? Why does it make sense to pull from bucket A versus bucket B and the impacts of that long term? We believe that you need an investment strategy where you understand the amount of risk you're taking, the amount of potential upside that you have, as well as the potential downside that you have in your portfolio. And we can identify and show you that. And we feel it's important for people to know that, because complacency is easy right now. You know, the market's done nothing but go up for, you know, 11 years. So it's time to take control of that. We believe that you need tax strategies that need to be looked at and addressed every single year, healthcare strategies to kind of protect the assets that you have, if applicable. And then finally, you heard from Attorney McManus in the previous segment, but we believe that you need that legacy plan or that estate plan in place to help transition wealth efficiently and tax efficiently. So we write about this in our book called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And for those of you who want a copy of our audiobook, so we just released a new audiobook. So for those of you who want a copy of our audiobook, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, it's very simple. All you have to do is text SHP book to 21,000, SHP book to 21,000, and you're going to get a copy of all this information and different strategies that are outlaid in that book. And I think one of the main things that I look at when it comes to strategic planning is news. You know, we're hearing news all the time. It's always in our face now, Matt. And I just remember kind of going back in time. If I remember, you know, my dad he's a cranberry grower. Growing up, my mom was a school teacher. So they'd get up early in the morning. Sometimes my dad wouldn't sleep depending on the weather, because there's certain things that need to be done on cold nights. So he'd be walking in the door when we were getting up. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that he would do is he'd grab the newspaper and start to read it. And that was the news that he got for the day. So basically, here's my newspaper, done. And then he goes out to work. He comes home at night. And what does he do? He catches the evening news for a half hour. It's a little different nowadays how we consume news, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, same as we were saying about how the internet has completely disrupted the television world and cord cutting and binge watching and all the streaming wars that are going to be happening between Disney and Apple and Netflix. I mean, it's so true about, I mean, and then, you know, as part of that, as you were just saying, it's the media aspect of it, too. I mean, it's funny you share that story about your dad, but I remember my grandfather, you know, if the nightly news was on, you know, from 6:30 to 7.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like no one's talking. No, he would sit there and watch
it. Go to your room.
Right. I mean, just all the way through. And so that, you know, personally growing up with Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather and all those guys, because they would, he would just watch every minute of it. But that's how he got the media.
You had to time when to be in front of the TV. Otherwise, you missed that news. You didn't know what was going on.
Absolutely. And it's amazing, too. I mean, they've talked about how studies have shown that, you know, in general, life is actually getting better, like in a sense that like poverty is actually somewhat coming down and you know, some of like violent crime and things like that's actually down and there's actually more sort of like peace, if you will, in the world. Never perfect, of course, but at the same time, people have a completely opposite view. You know, mm-hmm. they think like, no, things are getting worse. They think that, you know, that they have a much more negative outlook on it. But that's because of the fact that media knows that fear sells. And if you have a, you know, if we have access to it, like, you know, in my pocket right now is my smartphone. And you can now look at the, now you can look at the news on a daily basis, you know, second by second, minute by minute basis, you know, where all they're doing is with these, big headlines saying like, oh, you know, kind of clickbait, like click on this or click on that. And I think you were saying earlier about how then you get a little profile, and then like Facebook and all these other guys have an algorithm that tracks exactly kind of
what
how to
you're
push.
Looking at, and they just push information to you. So you're right. You're thinking there maybe is a, maybe people do view the world negatively, but people think that things might be worse than they are,
right?
Because of the news that they're reading or the way that the news is portrayed to them. It's funny because, you know, those clickbait articles, I'll read them and the headline really grabs you. And then you read the whole article. You're like, that was a waste of 5 minutes because nothing happened or is actually positive.
That's
the incredible part to me, is that if people are just scrolling through like on a Facebook or a Twitter or whatever news outlet they're following, right? And they just read the headlines but don't click into, I can see why people would think that.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing too, and not to kind of tie the two together, but, you know, it's this isn't going anywhere. This is sort of the new norm, right? And so people need to do one of two things. They need to, you know, maybe, you know, unplug every once in a while, I think, and I'm speaking for myself too. I need to, honestly. But also too, about kind of what we do and about, you know, financial planning, people need to have a plan. And I know that kind of like, oh, wait, how, that's a kick of, that's a leap from changing of sort of the streaming wars to having a plan. But my point is more that people need to have a financial plan, because if media is now all around us, if the algorithms and things like that are pushing stuff in front of us that might, you know, get us to click and might get basically an emotional response from us, right? Then okay, if we, that might mean that we have a slightly better chance of overreacting to maybe it's a market loss or some news that's going to happen or some tweet or some poll or some you know campaign or something happens internationally. And if we overreact, and let's say that, you know, the market's down a little bit that particular day and you're selling because you kind of get caught up in all this media, then that could have serious, you know, repercussions for you long term. And so that's kind of my point, is the fact that, you know, when we do sit down with people, and you talked about it earlier in regards to the audiobook, but, you know, we sit down with people, we say, okay, we're going to have an income plan and we're going to have an investment plan. So that the investment plan, yes, that's more your long-term money. And so do as best you can to unplug into, you know, don't, you know, what does Belichick say? Like, you know, don't pay attention to the noise.
Yeah, be informed with the news, unplug from your, you know, the desire to be reactive,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
is what I would say. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just the whole idea of that by having a plan in place that you can ignore the noise better. You can,
agreed,
sort of be like, okay, hey, that's okay. That's only affecting, or if it's affecting at all, that's only affecting my, you know, my growth or my long-term money, not the money that I'm going to need every single day or every month or whatever it may be. And, you know, and I think we, you know, wanted to really have this sort of, you know, topic on because, you know, I mean, let's say this, you know, we're young, healthy 40-year-olds, 41, whatever it may be. but if you and I are having trouble, right, or at least like realizing that, why am I so fired up so much, or why am I having a difficult time unplugging or whatnot, you know, think about all the retirees that, you know, 20, 30 years older than us, they're trying to navigate this and they don't even have nearly the background or nearly the familiarity that you and I would have, just only the fact that, you know, the internet came. I vividly remember it when I was, you know, a sophomore in college. I'm like, what's this internet thing? You know what I mean? And sure, at least we've had it since sophomore year in college to get used to it, where everyone else, I mean, they're pretty more, you know, people that are retiring, the boomers, they're really dealing with it just now.
Yeah, and they have the time to sit, to
sit, great point, yeah,
watch,
get caught,
you know,
up,
news, yeah, news, yeah, repeat, whether it's CNN or Fox or whatever it is that you're watching. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically the same story all day, every day, and they just pound it into your head. But Matt, you're right. Negativity, unfortunately, in this world sells. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's what the news outlets, in my opinion, kind of want to be out there.
Well, and I think, too, that that's why with our audiobook and different things like that, we want to sort of just put good, fundamental, you know, information out there. You know, just the good basics so that you have that foundation for what a good income plan is. You know, what a good investment, just sound investment ideas, tax planning, you know, strategies that can take, you know, that you can take advantage of, that are, you know, that are simple and easy to understand to a certain extent, and in healthcare, in legacy planning. I mean, as I said, try to, by having a good plan, you can ignore the noise. And I love doing that for people, because, you know, like you were saying earlier about how, you know, people come into the office and they'll be kind of, you know, a little bit stressed out because of whatever happened in the news that day. And honestly, it's a very fulfilling part of our job to sort of just hit the pause button for the client, be like, no, it's okay. Look, here's your long-term plan. You know, like not that we've thought about this tweet or that tweet, but we have a plan for you. We have, you know, the next 6 months, the next year's worth of income already mapped out for you. So don't worry about it. Just, you know, tune out as best you can, because, you know, you're in good hands and we're going to take care of you.
I think that is a very, very empowering thing. And it's funny, because I always say to the families that come in and visit with me, whether they hear us on our radio show, come to one of the college events, college courses that we do, or any other event that we have, whether it's client related or just, you know, a dinner event, I think having a plan as you step or transition, even if you're in retirement and you start to put together the plan now, or if you are getting ready to retire, having that plan in place gives you confident. Confidence to retire. Confidence to spend. Confidence to enjoy the things that you want to enjoy, and confidence to cross off that bucket list, right? So I think Matt summed it up very well in what I think our audiobook will provide to those who want to take advantage of it. It's going to take a deep dive into income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning, and how to transition wealth to the next generation. Each one of these things is so important as you start to build a full retirement plan. So for those of you who want a copy of the SHP Retirement Roadmap audiobook, text SHP Book to 21000. SHP Book, text SHP Book to 21000. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
For 10 years, we've run with the Wall Street Bulls and have seen our personal wealth soar. But are the Wall Street Bears around the corner? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you're nearing retirement, you might be sitting on one of the greatest windfalls in investment history. But now is not the time to get careless about your nest egg. How long can we run with the bulls? No one knows. But a smart investor will know that what their exposure is and take steps to protect what they have. Text SHP Book to 21000 to claim your complimentary copy of our Retirement Roadmap audiobook to find out if your retirement portfolio is prepared for market changes. Our five-step retirement roadmap process follows simple rules. And it's not about selling you products or frightening you out of the market. It's about doing what's right for you, your family, and your personal situation for the long haul. Text SHP Book to 21000 now to get started. Our book will help you run with the bulls, but keep a watchful eye out for the bears. I'm Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. We're here to help protect what you've saved, grow it, and keep it for life. Text SHP Book to 21000 to start your retirement roadmap journey.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So today, on today's show, we've talked about the importance of having a full retirement plan, an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan as you go through retirement or are in retirement, or if you're transitioning from your working years to your retirement years. And we want to make an offer. You know, the first five people who want to come visit with us, you're going to call 800-227-7777. We have five offices throughout the state: Plymouth, Braintree, Dartmouth, Woburn, Westboro. Five offices throughout the state. We have five appointments available for you to come visit with us and start the process of looking into what a retirement roadmap, what these five separate plans could look like for you. For those of you who would like to take us up on that, pick up the phone, call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. And now we're going to transition to the market report, and I'm joined again by Matt, who's a CFP here at SHP Financial. And when we started to look at what we wanted to discuss in this week's market report, with the end of the year coming, there's some things that we think investors should be looking at, specifically when it comes to after-tax assets, not your retirement accounts, not Roth IRAs or anything like that, more after-tax assets, and then some tax strategies that could potentially be employed.
Thanks a lot, Keith. And absolutely. I mean, it would be, not only is it an interesting tax strategy and a planning technique that we want to share with folks and kind of review the general nature of it, but also, you know, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, I mean, harvest, it's harvest time.
So that's a pretty good transition.
Yeah, we wanted to have a nice little combination. But yeah, so without further ado, what we wanted to kind of explain a little bit is the concept and the practice of what's called tax harvesting. And as Keith mentioned, it's a very important distinction that tax harvesting is specifically on your after-tax dollars. So if you have IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, everything that's sort of, you know, tax deductions and Roths and everything else like that, that does not apply when it comes to tax harvesting. Tax harvesting is specifically talking about your after-tax dollars of, you know, whether you buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, ETFs. If that money is after-tax dollars, then tax harvesting is a technique that we kind of want to just walk you through a little bit. Now, the whole idea with tax harvesting is, you know, harvesting your either your gains or your losses depending on where things are. So a perfect example was back in 2018, you know, about a year ago, the markets were off significantly. In Q4 of 2018, there was a big sell-off that happened as global fears of recession really, really set in. And for, we remember it, of course, because we lived it, and I can almost say it almost helped to ruin Christmas. But at the same time, you know, when you do have those sell-offs, you can't take advantage of what's called tax harvesting, which is anything that has lost value, you can sell that particular stock, bond, mutual fund, whatever that is. And if that has a loss, you can bank those losses. You know, so let's say you lost $20,000 or $30,000 in that particular year or that particular quarter. You can sell those positions, and now you have a $30,000 loss that you can do one or two things with. You can either apply $3,000 a year and knock that off your taxes, knock that off your AGI and your income. Or if you have a big sale in the future, you can use those $30,000 for a big sale. So you can have a $30,000 carryover loss, and then eventually you sell that same stock or whatever that may be a couple years in the future, and now you don't have capital gains on that positive trade because you had this $30,000 loss that you were carrying from a couple years ago. So the whole idea of harvesting these taxes is that you're harvesting these losses to either take money off of your taxable income for that particular year, or you're harvesting the losses for future gains wherever they may be. So the last two things, just to quickly provide a little bit more color to it. Number one, which is really interesting about the tax harvesting, is the concept of what's called a wash sale. So let's say, for example, it's GE. GE's had a really difficult time, and you've owned GE for hundreds and hundreds of years. Well, you can sell GE, harvest those losses, and then as long as it's 30 days in advance, you can buy GE right back and still get those losses, harvest them on your behalf. So the whole idea of a tax harvesting is that you can actually be in the exact same position 31 days later, but still get that tax benefits. And so that's something to kind of consider when you talk about it. So tax harvesting in general is a great tactic that people use, and we really hope that you are having that type of planning on your behalf. You know, hopefully this isn't, Keith, hopefully this isn't the first our listeners have heard of tax harvesting.
Yes.
Whether it's through our own show or certainly, if you do have an existing advisor out there, and this is, this is the type of techniques that should be applied on your behalf, so that you're, as we say when it comes to tax planning, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And tax harvesting, like Roth conversions, like all the other tax planning techniques we talk about, are ways to keep more in your pocket after the IRS has had their say.
And, each week we put out information. It's called our SHP Market Report. It goes out every Tuesday, where we're talking about particular strategies, thoughts on the market, things that folks need to potentially be looking at both now and in the future as it relates to your investments. So for those of you who want to start to receive this content on a weekly basis, go to shpfinancial.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Once you're signed up, every Tuesday, we're going to send you an email that has, again, very easy to read, very easy to understand, but very pertinent information that could help do planning for you, or a strategy, or something that maybe you're not thinking of that we bring to your attention. You're like, wait, that makes a lot of sense, and I need to execute that. So again, go to shpfinancial.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And to build on that, for folks that want even more information than the weekly newsletter, Derek, myself, and Matt, we released an audiobook, The SHP Retirement Roadmap. And it takes a deep dive into each aspect of retirement that we feel everyone needs to have a complete and successful retirement plan, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and then legacy planning. So if you'd like to get a copy of that audiobook sent to you, text SHP book to 21,000. Again, text SHP book to 21,000. Coming up after the break, Matt and I are going to take a deep dive into the important points that we thought from this week's radio show in our Retirement Roadmap Recap. Stay tuned.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Did you know that most people's largest expense is their tax bill? Taxes are about a third or more of your total expenses. If you knew you could make more, what steps would you take? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to tell you that we are as serious about the tax savings we work towards as our clients' return on investments. Poorly planned tax strategies could cost you money over your lifetime, which is why tax planning is a crucial part of our retirement roadmap process. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to claim your free copy of our retirement roadmap audiobook. You'll learn about our comprehensive five-step process, including tax planning strategies. We can't control the market, but there are hard and fast rules about keeping more of your money. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to find out how your retirement strategy could change by incorporating a tax saving strategy with an investment strategy. I'm Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. Text SHP Book to 21000 to start listening on the go.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We've been offering our audiobook, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, on today's show for those of you who might have missed it. And for those of you who want to get a copy of this sent to you, text SHP Book to 21,000. Again, SHP Book to 21,000. And you're going to get a copy of our audiobook that you can listen to at your convenience. It takes a deep dive into each aspect of retirement: income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy planning. And now is time for the Retirement Roadmap Recap, where we talk about kind of two takeaways from today's show that we feel are important. Matt, you know, where would you like to begin?
Well, I want to go back to the, you know, conversation we had about the streaming wars, about how, you know, originally it's like how disruptive the internet really has become, you know, continues to amaze me in the sense that I think most people had the idea that newspapers and kind of how you get, you know, your information would change dramatically with the internet. But streaming has now dramatically changed how we sort of consume our TV and our movies and everything else. So, you know, Netflix obviously was there first, but I think everyone's going to be bombarded with these commercials for Disney Plus and Apple, and, you know, HBO or AT&T has theirs, and Hulu is still on the scene, Amazon, Netflix, so forth and so on.
A lot
on.
Of choices.
Yeah, a lot of choices, right. And I think, too, that just as it is changing, you know, like the streaming and TVs, it's also changing financial planning. I mean, you know, we're very proud to be sort of, as much as possible, on the cutting edge of providing the best, you know, financial planning services that the internet allows for. And my point is that there's a whole, you know, fantastic software. I mean, like when we talk about our retirement roadmap, you know, certainly a part of it is our services and our culture here and kind of how we walk people through and navigate them through all the different areas of retirement. But supporting that is fantastic planning software. Whether it's, you know, analyzing your risk, you know, where you could take a look at your portfolio. We can give you a risk number on a scale of 1 to 100, right? Or whether it's, okay, taking a look at your income plan to, okay, all right, if you spend this, you know, here's your chance of success. And if you spend that, here's your chance of success. And all of these have been developed as part of the, you know, again, financial, you know, planning or the advent of fintech with, you know, via internet. And so my main point is that change is happening constantly. And I really want to make sure that, you know, for anyone that is either, you know, sort of do-it-yourselfer, that you're applying some of those planning or some of that software on your behalf. If you're completely new to it, I think, you know, you should definitely pick up the phone and make a call, because I think you really like the type of, you know, planning that's now available. But and if you currently have an advisor, And you're not getting these types of reports, and you're not getting data aggregation so you can see all of your accounts on one website, or you're not getting these type of risk reports. That's missing. I mean, that is now cutting edge. That is now new. That is now available. So same as internet and things like that are blowing up the streaming in how we watch TV, it is also blowing up the financial planning process. And so we know we're certainly ahead of the curve and staying ahead of it, but I just want to make sure everyone else is receiving that same benefit.
Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. That's so important as you start to build or have a plan in place. And what I love about it, when I'm meeting with a client, the fact that we can look at everything that they have updated previous day, we have full up-to-date values. We're meeting with them more than once a year saying, hey, look, this mutual fund did that or that did that or that did that. Congratulations, we're going to buy this or sell that. No, that's not what true financial planning is. True financial planning is that, but then taking it to the next level, in my opinion, where now we have all this information. How do we make educated decision about your future of taxes that you're going to pay? How do we make educated decision about the amount of cost that your healthcare is going to cost you down the road, or is long-term care appropriate or affordable? How do we make investment decisions based upon where the market currently is and the way that you feel things are going to go in the future and the way that we feel things are going to go in the future? These are so important as you start to do this, and to have a team around you to help support that. I just think it makes so much sense. So again, we have 5 offices throughout the state: Woburn, Westboro, Plymouth, Braintree, and Hyannis. For those of you who are starting this process, or maybe you're in retirement and you want to start to look at setting up a plan, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. We've set 5 times aside for our listeners to come in, visit with us, and start this process. We look forward to having you right back here next week on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. Have a good weekend.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.